I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't.
Hello, and welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia. And my co-host, star Radia Johnson.
I am your host, star. I was on mute, you guys. I'm here. Hello.
I figured that.
Because I was in here jamming off of Beautiful Me. I was in here jamming off of the song. Thank you, everybody. Out there,
happy to be back another Monday night with another great artist on the show tonight.
Rhyme Scheme's gonna be in the building, you guys. He's gonna be hanging out with us today.
So what have you been what have you been doing all weekend?
Writing, of course. What else? Writing, sleeping, and eating. That's pretty much about it.
Okay, I was making cocoa and laying in the bed like a lump and trying to figure out what I wanted to eat.
He was like
I was going to say something big.
I know, I did too. I was waiting for it. But you know, it's not a whole lot to do now anyway with COVID. Here in Fayetteville, we are shut down. Well, curfew from 10 to 5 a.m., 10 at night to 5 a.m., so... And they're saying, I think I was reading somewhere that New Zealand is really, really shutting down their whole area, like everything.
Wow.
So, shout out to everybody out there going through something with COVID, and prayers go out to everybody.
Well, you know, mental health is really on the rise right now. Mm-hmm. And it's worse now with COVID because people can't get out to see their healthcare providers and, you know, like their counselors and therapists. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully... they are getting something out of the telehealth and you know, and hopefully if they're struggling they reach out. I know they're like domestic violence is on the rise right now because they kind of there's nowhere to go because everything is shut down. So why don't you give out the domestic violence line for anybody who kind of needs it?
Oh, if anybody's out there going through domestic violence or any kind of physical or sexual abuse, please call 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-72-799, I'm sorry, 7333. You guys make sure. What do you think about this vaccine?
Okay, so I was having the same conversation with somebody, and I'm sorry, but I'm not a guinea pig, and I'm not taking no vaccine, okay?
Yeah, that's how I was feeling.
I mean, my thought process is they're saying that they want to give it to the elderly first. I think we should give it to everybody in government first. Let's give it to the president, the vice president, the cabin, the Supreme Court. Let's see. Let's give it to them first and see if they don't drop.
Yeah, I think they actually started with the healthcare, you know, the doctors. White House officials were some of the first ones to get the vaccine. But I want to wait and see. Let them go first.
we'll wait and see if anybody grows an extra leg or a tail or something.
Yeah.
I got a little
topic. I got 2 minutes I want to talk about really quick. So to my people out there, I want to encourage you guys. When you have ideas, if you cannot execute your idea, it's okay. It's not that serious. And the reason I say that is because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine today, girl. And I was thinking about... some people that I had, you know, were going to do some things with, and it never came to pass. So I'm almost feeling a little shade, almost feeling a lot of salt coming. So I just want to encourage the world, when you have an idea and you execute your idea, that is all for you. That is what God had for you. everything does not work out the way you want it to, but it always works out the way it's supposed to. So keep that in mind. I'm done.
That's right. Okay. Okay. She went on her little rant of advice. That was some good advice. Good advice, though, because there's a lot of people who will not carry out or attempt their dreams because they're scared or they feel like someone did them wrong. So I can't do this. So, yeah. You know, I mean, especially as women in this entertainment industry, it's harder for us. So, listen.
Yeah, if you're not laying on your back, I mean,
if you don't keep right. I mean, I always say if someone doesn't open a door for you, make your own door.
You said kick it in. Oh, I thought you said kick it in.
Bust through and kick it in. Kick it in.
Oh, I got this juicy letter. You want to read the letter now? You want to wait till later? What you think?
Go ahead. Drop the letter on us.
All right, you guys. This is a young lady. I want you guys to keep in mind, we have access to our writers. So you send a response or any assistance to lettersfromthepen.com, and we will make sure that the writer gets it, the writer that wrote the letter. So this young lady says, hi, I'm 17 years old, and I have lived with my aunt since I was 8 when my parents died. She has lots of parties and lots of guys around. I usually stay in my room and it's okay. But lately, her new boyfriend has been watching me and sending my aunt to the store. And as soon as she leaves, he's trying to talk to me and be all nice. He never touched me or anything out of pocket thus far. But I am a little scared it's going to get worse. I knew in my gut that he's a creep. What should I do? And oh, I'm in the Houston area. If anyone wants to hire me so I can move out, that would be great. I turn 18 in January. Signed, I'm in a bind. Whew, 17.
So, oh, gosh. Yeah. I would really, really say, I think people fail to realize that when someone's 17, they're still a child. Even though it may seem like, okay, they're about to be 18, or, I mean, children are a lot more developed now than they were back, like, say, when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. And I think that she should speak up, even though she might be scared, because guess what? You don't know what and if this man has done something to anybody else ever. So yeah. Sometimes speaking up might not only save your life, but save someone else's as well.
Yeah. And usually our gut is right. And because she used that exact word, in my gut, I know he's a creep. So she's already got some kind of preconceived notion. And you know, when somebody's coming on to you, we are women, we know that. And because right. She's 17, it probably stands out even more because this is a grown man. So I think for me, baby girl, it's going to be speak up, reach out to anybody you can. I understand that your parents are gone. There are resources. There are people you can call. Just do not sit there and wait. Okay? Do not sit there and wait for something to happen. If you already have that, and if you have a conversation with your aunt, a real live conversation with her, and just tell her how you're feeling.
If you can't, talk to someone you trust, school counselor, even the police, a nurse. Mm-hmm. Talk to someone, a friend's parent, someone that you trust that you know is going to help you out of that situation.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
If you're listening and you need resources, just go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen.com. Send us a little note and we will make a way to help you.
Yeah, and if anybody's out there going through sexual abuse or human trafficking, do not hesitate to call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888.
Right.
So baby girl, just hold on. We're going to send some prayers for you.
Yes. If anybody wants to call in right now to give some advice, if they have any resources or they want to call up and speak, call us now. 888-627-6008. Phone lines are open.
Call us up, you guys.
So while we're waiting for the phone lines to ring, let's talk about some giveaways we're doing tonight because we want to feed people. We like to feed people. We like food.
Yeah. Right? We're foodies.
So we will be having some trivia questions tonight. You have to be tuned in to win, obviously. So yep. We're giving away $10 Sonic card, $10 Chick-fil-A card, $15 Starbucks card because we like to feed people. Brought to you by our sponsors. Amore Dior Designs, Photography Got Next for all your photography needs, LHS Home Care, your modeling, LHS Home Care. They take care of your loved ones, New York area, OG2 Entertainment, JRC Cleanup. No, I guess, junk pile is too big or too small.
That's right. That is right.
So you have to be tuned into the show and listening to hear the trivia question, to call in and win.
Yep, and here is the first trivia question. I'm going to throw out a really, really easy one so somebody can get happy hour at Sonic right quick. This one is, as of 8 o'clock this evening, who is our president of the United States?
Call us up. 627-6008. Who's our current president?
That's an easy one. Who, as of 8 o'clock p.m., now you got to listen, 8 p.m. is our POTUS. Officially our POTUS. I'm excited to get Ryan in here with some Did you doo-doo over me? Did you Jeopardy over me?
I did.
I'm ready to hear some of that music Ron got. He'll be with us in a few minutes, you guys. Shout out to WLTA Radio out there. They've been sending some messages and shouting out letters from the pen. So shout out to you guys out there at WLTA Radio. We see you. We appreciate the love. Thank you.
So we have a caller.
Who that?
Caller.
What's up, baby girl? What's up, baby girl? This is DeMarco. I'm coming from all the way from L.A., California.
All right, DeMarco. How you doing?
I ain't doing nothing too much, man. I just want to pass a message real quick, man, let you guys know, man, that the chocolate one, she's cute, but the little one, she's kind of healthy for me, man. But I think I love that chocolate one, though.
Oh, well.
Huh?
Oh, okay, DeMarco from LA. You obviously didn't win any of the gift cards.
The chocolate president? What is he? I'm lost.
I don't know, girl. The only thing I got out of that was he called me fat.
Who called you fat?
No,
that
no, not you, baby girl. I would never do that.
Oh, huh? I'm about to come to LA. What's your name? Where you? What?
Girl, come to L.A. Come to L.A. and see Daddy there. Daddy needs you out here anyway. You don't need to be out there on the East Coast, girl. We need you out here on the West Coast.
Papa, who this Negro? What? Papa?
What?
We need you out here on the West Coast, baby. Daddy, we need you out here on the West Coast. Daddy, money getting short.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, when you listen to the letter, Daddy?
You got a fan, Star.
Oh, I'm the chocolate?
Huh? Yeah.
Tell Star. Tell Star she the one. Star, you the chosen one, girl.
Okay, okay, DeMarco. You can do is
you better call Daddy tonight when you get home.
www.lettersfromthepen.com and you can send Star a message there and she'll respond back to you. Okay,
well, DeMarco.
I would do that. We have another call.
I would do that.
Bye, DeMarco. Thank you so much for the love. We appreciate you out there in LA. Shout out to LA.
Next caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Amar.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Natalie.
Natalie, where are you calling from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Detroit, Michigan. Okay. Do you know the answer to the trivia question?
Let me tell you something, Mon. As of right now, Donald Trump's still our president until January, for inauguration, when Joe Biden come in.
Okay, I'm going to give you that one because officially, paperwork-wise, he is still the clown in office, okay?
Well,
but
listen,
Biden tonight has been...
can't get mad. She got the answer. She can't get mad. Right. You can't get mad. She got the answer.
You see me getting mad? We got to give her something.
Okay, Natalie, so you won a $10 Sonic card.
Joe Biden take over come January. He take over in the inauguration. But as of right now, 8 p.m., Donald Trump's our president.
You absolutely right. Congratulations.
Okay, go, Natalie. go to www.lettersfromthepen.com, drop us a note, drop your name, your address, and we will get this Sonic gift card out to you.
Thank you.
So you can have lunch.
Thank you for calling.
We have another caller. Next caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jonathan from North Carolina. Actually, I was calling to win the prize, but I see she won before. I didn't call in time. So
you didn't call in quick enough. These phone lines, they jump quick.
I see. All right. Well, I'll call back when. Hey, shout out to Unikia and shout out to Star.
Listening. We have some other trivia questions and prizes coming up.
Okay, definitely. I'll be back on the line.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shauna. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. Are you calling to comment on the letter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, what is your comment?
I want to say I love you guys. I love listening to your show. And I want to answer the trivia question as well.
Somebody won, but we'll let you answer it. Go ahead.
Okay, I would say, I know legally it's still the redhead guy, but I would say Joe Biden.
Yes! Thank you! I'm with
thank
Star.
You.
Listen, Star. Calm down, okay?
Somebody get the answer right. Natalie, you won it, but Shauna got the answer right.
Oh, yes. My God. Wait, she got the answer right by your standards.
It was my question. Shauna, what do you think about this letter, honey?
I think they probably need some counseling or something. That's what I always suggest.
So if you had a 17-year-old daughter and every time you left, the uncle kept trying to speak to her and she was scared to talk to you, like, how would you approach that as a mom?
Yeah, the mom, she talked to her daughter and get her some counseling because later on it's going to mentally affect her. But that man, you should always listen to your children. He just has to go. He needs to get out the house and then the mom needs to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and remember, it's the mom and dad are dead, so it's the aunt that she lives with. So I'm assuming she's like a younger aunt, kind of hip or whatever. So, but yeah, somebody got to go.
Yeah, because what's going to happen eventually, she's going to run away or something. So they need to put their foot down on that right away because something's not right somewhere.
Yeah, we hope that's all that happens.
Right. I'll pray that's it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling, Shauna. Hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you, ladies. All right. Love
you
guys.
Listening. We love you back, honey.
We love you too.
I think our guest is here. Is our guest in the building?
I do not think Rhyme Schemes has arrived in the building.
We got another call.
We're gonna give Rhyme Schemes a few minutes to get up in the building. So, what's your signature dish for the holidays?
I would have to say my macaroni and cheese because my macaroni and cheese is off the chain.
Oh, yeah. You want to cook the thing that's going to give you an extra butt for the holidays.
Yes, with all five different cheeses, all kinds of butter, like a whole stick of butter up in there.
Ooh, heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. Look who is in the building. I think we got a guest in here. Hey, Ron.
What's up? Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you?
Excellent.
We didn't even get a chance to introduce you.
I had some technical difficulties. I had to do some investigating to get into you, find you guys.
Oh, did you? And you know, I meant to tell you that sometimes it won't go straight through. Like, say, if you send a link on social media, this is for anybody else listening. Take the link and put it into your browser and then click on it, especially with an iPhone, because it won't take you to the Zoom. It'll take you somewhere else.
Exactly.
Especially with the whack iPhones.
Don't hate
whatever.
All the people in whack land with the whack iPhones.
Whatever. I think I'm going to switch back to Team Droid, though. I'm not impressed with the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm tired of talking to you on iPhone because, you know, you make me feel like, you know, you're a spy.
My phone does some crazy stuff. What you got going on, Ryan? Where are you now? And I want you to introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who you are really quick.
Yeah, I'm Rhyme Schemes. I'm a fusion artist. You know, I started off as a hip-hop artist from Detroit, Michigan. I'm currently living in Los Angeles. And what I like to do is just make music that feels good. And regardless of genre, I like to mix every genre together and just kind of just make good music, you know, worldwide, you know, from using Spanish to Yoruba to Swahili to English. And just try to just do my thing. So that's kind of where I'm at. I've been doing this music thing for about 10 years. I own a label, DRS Entertainment. And just trying to take it to the next level.
Okay, so who would you say right now is your musical influences?
I don't know. I think myself is, to be honest with you. But if you want to start off, I mean, I guess I grew up listening to, like, you know, the hip hop movement, you know, with the KRS-Ones, the Nas, Big Daddy Kane, so and stuff like
that. The real hip hop.
Yeah, I grew up listening to that real music. So, you know, it's funny because DJ K Slay just recently did like a throwback song with all these hip hop artists. It was like 50 of them, and he did a video on it. And I was just like, I watched the video probably 50 times already because, like, we talking about, like, he's going all the way back. Like, I think it's, what was his name? The Get Fresh crew or the Juice crew or whatever. Like, he went all the way back and got all these guys. And so, yeah, that's how I got my influence from. But, you know, like, you know, I'm Afro-Caribbean, you know. So what I do is once I went back to my roots, I started making more fusion music and started mixing up Spanish and stuff like that with it. And kind of just, and it kind of got me in a good mood right now. I guess in a good space right now because I'm making the music that, you know, I grew up listening to as well as a mixture of culture land.
Right.
I know you speak like a bunch of different languages. Tell everybody how many languages you speak.
I don't even know no more, man. I just pick them off as I go. But, you know, I speak, you know, primarily Spanish and Creole. I just picked up Swahili, Portuguese.
Okay, so say I love you in Swahili.
I love you?
I don't even know
if they have a way to say it. I think it's like I love you.
Really?
Yeah. That's what every girl over in Tanzania said to me.
Okay, what about, okay, so say I love you in Portuguese. I know there's a different way to say that.
Yeah, te amo.
That's like Spanish.
That's Spanish, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Say something in your sexy voice. Say something sexy to the ladies out there listening.
What y'all want me to say?
Okay, here.
Say, I love letters from the pen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yo amo mucho, para la letra por la pluma.
Yes. Oh, you're going to do our drop like that, right? In another language.
Yeah, I got you.
You know you're supposed to do one for me anyway. I want one in all languages.
All right, I got you.
Okay. So we're going to play your first song right now. We're going to play Deb. Is it Debbie or Deb? How you say it? Debbie?
Oh, Debe.
Debe. Debe. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Introduce Debe.
Yeah, so Debe is a... it's a crazy track because it's a mix between Swahili, English, and Spanish. It's with OG Rome, another artist out here in California, and also Ginaco from Tanzania. So I filmed half of the video over in Tanzania, and I filmed the other half over in U.S. here in Los Angeles. So y'all check it out, man. It's your boy Rhyme Scheme, Dave A. Future, OG Rome, Ginaco. Let's go.
We worldwide like United Nations, but I'm just pacing. I'm on my grind, steady paper chasing. When we step up in the club, all you see is real. Steady shining, but I'm still trying to chase a meal. From T-shillers to pesos, we lace flows. Hanging out in Tanzania, trying to get that bankroll. Mommy's admiring, but don't waste my time. I punch clocks like I'm trying to kill time. Got the club packed, jumping with your hands up.
like we sticking up the place, man, stand up. Mommies, they vibe with me, it's a catastrophe. But don't hate, cause you know it will be blasphemy. Yo necesito hablar contigo, una chica morena, yo quiero estar contigo. She like my flow and my go-go. Dame my gasolina, me llame el rompe todo. And that's how it goes down. Rhymes, P.O.G. Ron, G-Naco, we run the town.
Una chica divi, divi, Zaku kwa boom, una luka divi, una lisa, una lisa ungusha, shaku shaku kwa boom, una luka divi.
Sako kataka bambia. Tulia mtoto mdogo taumia. Tulia taumia. Usije na mtonyo wako wa bando la chuo. Paka leo mtoko bado na azima nguo. Na hizo glasi baba shusha kwa kituo. Wasije pita na uo mtaro uga uo. Baby baby break your neck, break your waist. No time to waste. Ni joto huku warembo akiomba photo. Boyfriend kokoto naona jasho. Kifua tacho. Kifua tacho, mama kifua chako, wende kwenye mansion na mageto.
Unajiza divi, divi, zaku kwa boom, tunaluka divi, mwana lisa, analizungusha, shaku shaku kwa boom, tunaluka divi.
Said she like reggae and reggaeton. She wanna let her roam cause she know I'm on. Drinking on Patron, now she in the zone. About to take her home and we bout to bone. Baby, hey, hey. Si tu quieres beber, aquí tengo un cóctel. Vamos a un hotel, like, baby. Baby, nunca voy a aprender. Me quita mi poder. Vuelvo loco por la mujer. Pando River, Pando River. We take it all depending on what they give us. I promise I'll never give up. The haters is looking bitter. She moving it like she care. Her body is looking killer. When I move, you move.
You move.
What I do, you do.
You do.
Now do your dance. And put up your hands.
Let's
like boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, up and down, make it shake like Morocco. Make you bounce, I'm the man, my sucker.
Una chisa divi, divi, zaku kwa boom, tunaluka divi, mwana lisa, analizungusha, shaku shaku kwa boom, tunaluka divi.
You over there singing, Debe.
Now, what does that mean? What does that word mean?
It's crazy because it's the word Debe. It's like the actual meaning don't mean what you think it means. So it's like a metaphor. So Debe is like actually means like a trash, like almost like a trash can, almost, right? So it's
trash
like
can.
Yeah, because it's.
I don't know if I like that, a trash can.
Oh, no. Well, okay, it's a metaphor. So, like, it's like if you're in a drum, like a drum circle, it's like tribal. So, it's like if you're in a drum circle, they, like, saying certain chants, like, shaku, shaku, ka, boom, like, and they saying, debe, like, you hitting the drum, like, doom, doom, doom. So, if you're hearing a song, the drum is like, doom, 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 doom. That's what debe actually means. So, it's kind of like a chant in Swahili. So that's what it is. But we flipped it and made it into like more of a party than what we were talking about at all. So that's kind of how it literally means. But like when people listen on the radio in Tanzania and other Swahili countries, they know what debe is, kind of like boom, boom. It's like kind of like, how can I say? You know, if you're doing like the hustle, maybe like it may be like a line dance or something like that. You would say like cha-cha now, cha-cha real smooth, cha-cha, like something like that. It's kind of that same along the same lines.
Okay. So no well,
other people think it means trash can. So if they were listening to the song, they would be saying like, "Hey, trash can." Is that right?
Not exactly, man. Not exactly. Okay. It don't translate like it's
okay.
It's you wanted the literal meaning for it. But I'm just saying, like, it's kind of like one of them. They knew, like, to hit the drum every time. It's like, boom, boom. Like, you tell, it's like a tribal. Tell them to hit the boom, boom every time. Like, they say different chants.
Okay, so now, like, what? I know you said you, like, mixed a bunch of stuff. Like, what specific, like, I guess, region genre of music is that from?
That's Bongo Flavor. So it's out of Tanzania. And what?
Now, that's in Africa?
Yes.
Okay.
And G Knuckle is actually in East Africa. So G Knuckle is like, he's one of the bigger artists over in Tanzania. So he, when I went over there, we linked up and wrote the song together and filmed the video. So I wanted to add a little more Latin flavor here from the U.S. So what I did was I found a Chicano artist over here in Los Angeles. And we kind of try to merge the cultures together. It's in Spanish, English, and Swahili all in one. So that's kind of, I came back to L.A. and shot the other half with OG Rome. And that's kind of how we put it together.
So what do you eat? Because you're saying all of these different cultures, you speak all these different languages, and you're very well-versed. So, like, what do you eat? What is your palate like? What are you eating?
Man, I don't know. Right now, I'm eating lettuce and stuff right now.
Well, you're in L.A., so you probably eating tacos.
No, not really. You know, I'm on that COVID-19 diet, so I've been eating salads and lettuce wraps and going for runs every single day.
Did you say you lettuce wraps?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's disrespectful, okay? At least get a regular wrap.
I know, right? Well, you know, we got to stay in shape while we're in COVID, you know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to get slipping when you're stuck in the house, so you got to, like,
staying in shape is not eating lettuce. Okay, like, you gotta eat something else besides some lettuce.
That's the key to it, though. The key is the food.
Here's the key. The key is a high alkaline diet, not eating lettuce.
Well, that's true too. That's true too.
Yeah. Have you been affected by COVID personally? Anybody close to you? Anything like that? How's COVID been for you?
Well, I had an aunt who caught it and she beat it. And so, like, that's kind of only one really close to me. I know other people that I know, like, that I've worked with and stuff like that who caught it and beat it. I haven't met anyone who maybe died from it. But, yeah, that's all I've been seeing. But you know what's funny? I spent a month over in Africa. No mask, no nothing. And no one had COVID-19 while I was
there. What were you eating in Africa?
Oh, some good stuff. This is stuff that we need to be eating. Like, all the food is natural. Like, it's crazy. They don't have McDonald's and all. The country I was at, no McDonald's, no none of that processed food. It was literally, like, everything I got locally from, like, local farmers and stuff like that. And it was, you can tell the difference in your diet, the way I felt. It was all natural. Everything was natural. So I had...
They have, like, exotic meats, though, right?
Like, I mean, you got steak, and I mean, it comes from a cow. Like, I mean, it's funny.
You over there eating goat and I don't know what other kind of animals they got over there. Lambs and rams potatoes.
You know what's funny though? Like, shit, the goats and stuff. You walking on the streets. So I told my boys, I was like, man, that's a dead man walking right there.
It's like goats. What was you doing there for a whole month?
Doing music promotion. You know, I end up getting a good buzz in the African region, you know, from Uganda to Tanzania to Zambia. And what I did was I just went over there and it's crazy how the internet works and how, you know, if you understand marketing, it'll take you right then and there. It's crazy how I got over there and I'm way more popular than I ever been in my own country here in the United States. It's just crazy. Just some of the opportunities I was able to get there. Opposed to what I'm able to get here, grinding for, like, you know, 8+ years here.
There's a big market overseas for American music. And I mean, you've done something that I think a lot of artists have not done. You know, you've kind of bridged the gap between different cultures in your music. So that helps.
Yeah.
What's that about for you guys being artists? What do you think that's about when you get more love in other countries than you do here? I'm asking both of y'all.
It's just about the market being saturated in America. I mean, there's really, I think the culture of things, the way music is now, and Rhyme, you can agree with me or disagree, but now, if you have money, you can go and you can make a song and put it out, whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
If you have money to put it on the radio, to market, it doesn't matter. Because if you think about it, right, you can take like the crappiest song. If I put out a crappy song and I pay $1 million for every station to spin this song 30 times a day and it's in everyone's face 30 times a day, it doesn't matter how crap it is. Eventually, if that's all you're hearing, guess what? People are going to start humming it.
That's true. That's true. It's like, you know, you got to get a reaction. That's true. But, you know, it's smarter ways to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there is, but, you know, that was just like a hypothetical. Yeah. Or like, for instance, like, you remember that guy, Ice JJ Fish?
I don't even remember. I heard the name before, but I can't remember
the song. He could not sing at all. He did that song, I don't even want to disrespect my vocals singing the way he sings, but he was like so bad. And he put like a whole album out that literally, I mean, the dogs would howl for the whole hour. Okay, that's this was on. But because it was so bad, people thought it was funny. So his like video got like over 2 million views. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why are we listening to this? But if you look at like in the comment section and stuff, people are just watching it over and over because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like they forgot about good music. Like, people forgot about good music. Tell me some of the people you worked with in the past, Ryan.
So from the hip hop side, I worked with Keith Murray. I worked with all the Terror Squad members, being over in the Bronx and stuff like that. I worked with Spice One here on the West Coast, the Loonies.
The Loonies.
Yeah, I worked with a lot of people, and you know, even when I go over to, like, let's say, even in the Caribbean, I work with artists from like Mas Flow, like back when the whole Daddy Yankee crew back in the day with Mr. Phillips and all of them. Man. And then when it comes to Africa, I've worked with, you know, a couple like artists from Tanzania. Like, you got, you know, Ginaco, I mentioned. I got another artist called De La Vida. And I got another artist, DJ Seven. So I've worked with a lot of artists, just kind of bridging the gap with as far as my music, you know, because this is my personality. You know, it's not even like I'm trying, oh, let me be a culture vulture, or let me do this. This is just my personality. You know, I travel the world, and that's just kind of who, you know, who I am. So it's just like, I'm just able
who
to
who you
want to
work with?
You know, I don't even know right now. I'm trying to figure out. You know, I like an artist, Burna Boy, actually, from Nigeria. I like him a lot. His music, he hit a good spot as far as where he's at in his music.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's coming up.
Particularly, I mean, I like the African Giant album a lot, because the music was just perfect on that. I don't know about this last one that P. Diddy did executive production on, but the African Giant album is definitely like something I resonate with a lot, just the whole sound quality. And so that'd be an artist I would like to work with, Burna Boy, for sure.
Okay. What about your artist crush? If you had have a crush on an artist, who would she be?
Oh, man. Maya.
In the industry.
Maya.
Okay, you took it back.
Yes, she's dope.
Let me tell you. So I seen her at the airport in Phoenix. I was taking a flight to Phoenix, and I guess she must live in Phoenix. I heard later on she lives in Phoenix. And I walked past her, I looked at her, it's like my eyes were glued on. I feel like a weirdo, actually, you know, but I'm like looking, I'm like, damn, like that's fine. I'm like, damn, she looked way better in person.
Did you say anything?
No, I didn't say nothing. That's the thing
you
about
it. You just froze.
I'm talking about being frozen. Like, I ain't never been frozen. I run my mouth all day, and like, I seen this girl and I was like,
punk out. What? Did you punk
so that was crazy as hell, man. Like, definitely.
And she probably would have been so humble and nice if you would have just said hi, because she probably used to it.
I know. You know, I was like, I would have tried to holler, you know.
All right.
That's probably where I froze, you know.
Got scared.
So I want to get off into your second song, Paradise.
Yep.
I want to drop that so the listeners can listen to that. I mean, that's my favorite song by you. So,
nice.
Introduce your song, Paradise.
Oh man, Paradise is, that's a smooth song right there. Actually, it's a mixture between, it's Afrobeat meets hip hop. I got Yoruba, Nigerian language, actually on the song. So we switched from Swahili to Yoruba, and it's featuring Shady Blue, a Nigerian artist who lives in the UK right now. And man, this song right here is like, it's crazy because when we've ran contests, like dance contests, remix contests, we had like Smash Dance Crew, who was actually on French Montana Unforgettable video with Sway Lee or whatever. They actually did a dance to this video. Like we had it going crazy with this Paradise track. But COVID-19 has stopped me from actually beginning to go in the UK to film this video with Shady Blue, but it's gonna happen one day. But check out that Paradise featuring Shady Blue, man. Your boy Rhyme Schemes, man. Afro beats meets hip hop.
For you, all about the body, I mean, all about the money, yeah. All about the money. So you try take it softly and try take it slowly, yeah. Say you all about the body, I mean, all about the money. So you try to take it softly and try to take it slowly. Bobo nisu, wacha kashe cheche. 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 You make me sing ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no.
I should have taken it slow.
Ay 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 ay.
Slow down, but I'm moving too fast. Thinking about I got my heart moving too fast. Her touch is a rush, but I'm stuck in the lust. Understand it's just us, so come through. She's one of a kind, I'm trapped in a fantasy. Or maybe it's karma trying to follow me. She asked me if I've been to the motherland. So she took me back to Africa. And we flown to distant lands. I took a chance and looked in her eyes and just glanced. Seeing paradise, living on the edge. Living like this, understood but never said. This is paradise, and she won't forget me. But after I'm gone, hoping she missed me. My last touch, is it just lust? Or we caught in the moment, yeah, the two of us.
Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. You make me sing ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no.
I should have taken it slow.
Ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no. You make me sing ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no.
I should have taken it slow.
Ay 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 ay. Oh no no no.
I'm trying to take it slow.
She told me, baby, slow down. Got me moving too fast. Got me in a rush, but I want this to last. Thinking day and night, got me missing flights. Change the pace of life, got me living right. And you was the best to come. That made me want to question the rest of them. And I ain't talking about no relationship. But karma steady calling, so I'm facing it. But I'm lost in this lust, trapped in this paradise. Think about escaping the world while looking in your eyes. Never gonna be questioning these things that I'm feeling. But I'm a big dreamer, cause your vibe is what I'm feeling. It's like paradise, and she won't forget me. But after I'm gone, hoping she miss me. A last touch, is it just lust? Or we caught in the moment, yeah, the two of us.
Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. Bobonisu, wacha kashe cheche. You make me sing ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no.
Should I take it slow?
Ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no. You make me sing ay 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 ay. Oh no 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 no.
Should I take it slow?
Ay 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 ay. Oh no no no.
I'm trying to take it slow.
All right, that was Paradise by Rhyme Schemes.
Ew, I was in here TikToking. Ew, doing my little one.
Like that song. So we're going to get off into another trivia question. So.
What's up?
It's not a trivia question for you, Rhyme, but you know the answer. You have the answer. So you're going to have to tell me. if it's the correct answer. So for those of you out there listening, we want to give somebody else some lunch money. So if someone can tell me what was the actual release date on Rhyme Scheme's song Paradise, you will win this lunch money. Call in 888-627-6008.
All right, let's get it. That's easy. Can we do our own song? We gotta do
Jackie Mason. I don't know why I like doing that.
No, shout out to Alex Trebek. Rest in peace, sir. But we don't want to hear your song anymore.
That's so mean. He's still getting residuals from that.
Is that his song? I mean, producer's song.
That was from, what is that from? The Wheel of Fortune?
Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy. Oh, okay.
Jeopardy. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Yes, so once Jeopardy. Again, if somebody can call in and tell us what the release date was of the song Paradise, you will win this lunch money. We have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Jessica.
Jessica, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
Yes.
What's the answer?
I believe it's March 13th, 2020.
Is that right, Ron?
Is that right, Ron?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Jessica.
Jessica did some research. You go, hunty.
All right, so you are going to win a Chick-fil-A card so you can have some lunch.
Gobble.
Make sure you send Radia some french fries or something because she's always hungry.
Oh, she's trying to say I need a two-piece and a biscuit or something.
I got it.
Not if it's Popeyes. You're going to die eating that biscuit. Go to www.lettersfromthepen.com, drop your information, and we will get that gift card out to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Jessica. Woo, well, Popeyes, we would love for you to sponsor us some one day soon. We love the fries and the biscuits.
We'd love some of your dry biscuits, Popeyes.
Yeah, that damn sandwich caused coronavirus.
That's Lord, what? Right? Oh, Lord, did they make it in China? Oh.
In my head. Wuhan.
What? What you know just what? Happened?
Hey, Rom. If you could be any superhero, who would it be and why?
Black Panther.
I need Wakanda, baby.
Nice.
All day
I know, Star, who you'd be.
Who?
You want to be Catwoman.
Yeah. She knows me too well. Yes, I am Catwoman. They took that from me. I was here in the other life. I was resurrected.
Catwoman.
Yes, you know, cats resurrect. They have all kinds of powers. You got to stay tuned. Look out for some stuff we got coming. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, when we finally get to do this in person, Ryan, you better stay away from her. She got claws.
Oh, no. Boy.
I know you're going to come do a cameo in one of my films, right?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
All right. And do I have permission to use some music?
Go for it.
Y'all heard it first here on Letters from the Pen. Rhyme Scheme gave Stars pen permission to use his song on this film. So we appreciate you.
I got you.
Don't worry. We're gonna redo your video for Paradise, and we're going to do that dance those ladies were doing in the front. I mean, Star could probably pop harder than me, but, you know, I'll get in there and get my move in.
Oh, yeah, I got to see that.
The old school version of it. We'll try.
Does it count? Does it count if I do the butterfly?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. As long as you're on beat. You got to do it like a slower because it's Afro beat, right? So you got to do a little Tootsie Roll or something with it.
I can't get up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So, Rhyme, do you have any new projects coming up? Like, what's next for you?
So, I besides Paradise and Debe, I actually got another song called Sawa that I released with De La Vida, one of my artists assigned to DRS Entertainment from Tanzania. And also had another track called Mamilo that released this year as well with DJ Seven, Samus Raz, Madu, Comboy, these other like African artists. So I dropped those tracks this year as well. You know, with each of them had videos except for Paradise. We're waiting on that one. And then from there, I got a couple other ones in the works right now. I'm working with another artist named Neo Flames from Nigeria right now. Got a couple other artists hitting me up to do tracks, but right now I got the one with Neo Flames coming out soon. So that's what we're working on right now. I'm trying to space my music out because it's more about marketing. Because, you know, it's so many. I can put out one song and promote it for 10 years because there's so many people who don't hear your music. So right. you can just spend 10 years promoting one song if it's the song. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of difficult. So I don't want to flood it with too much music. I just want to make sure to make the effective music to kind of, you know, get the right reaction from it.
Right.
Give everybody your social media handles, Rhyme. Tell them where to find you at. And you got some shout outs you want to give out real quick?
Man, shout out to my daughters. I got my two daughters. My one daughter is about to get ready to pledge, a.k.a. she's down there in Alabama State. You know, yeah, she hit me up and was like, I'm about to pledge, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, you know, of course, she had to ask me for some money. Like, hey, it costs this money. I'm like, damn. I'm like, okay, it costs that much to pledge.
So congratulations, baby girl. Congratulations. That's big.
Yeah. So we're going to do one more quick trivia, Rhyme, because we got one more lunch to give away while you're here, right? And we're going to need you on this, okay? So for those out there that are listening that know Rhyme Scheme's music, the last trivia question, get ready to call in 888-627-6008. The question is, what video did Rhyme Schemes have that had over 1 million views on it?
Let's go. Call us up.
888-627-6008. And while we're waiting, we're going to announce our sponsors that made this possible that are taking you to lunch. Amore Dior Designs, OG2 Entertainment. For all of your photography needs, JRC Cleanup. And of course, Stars Pin.
You talk about that Chick-fil-A. I just had Chick-fil-A too. I had a salad. That was so good.
I'm proud of you and your letters, man.
Shout out to my baby, Aaliyah Simone Cosmetics. Y'all go check out her YouTube channel. She's doing big things over there. Aaliyah Simone Cosmetics, or Google Stars Pin, you can find her.
We have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Maria from New Jersey.
Hola, okay. Maria.
Hey, how you doing?
Right, girl.
You sure you're not from the Bronx, Maria? You got that accent.
No, I have family from the...
You're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, now that's perfect.
Can you hear me?
You know the answer to this question? Yeah,
we can. Yeah, it's Paradise.
Is that right, Mr. Rhyme Schemes?
Yes. Paradise, oh, it is.
Yes. Y'all doing y'all Thank research. You.
Thank you.
All right, Maria. Thank you. Good job.
I appreciate Letters from the Pen, everybody. Shout out to Letters from the Pen. Make sure you tune in and you listen every other Monday and every Friday. Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you go to www.lettersfromthepen.com and drop your information so we can get that gift card out to you.
Yes, thank you, Maria. Gracias, mommy.
Thank you.
I'm a little fluent over here.
You over there talking Spanish, huh?
Right. All I know how to say is "Bese mi culo, papi."
Oh my goodness!
I know somebody want to kiss it.
So we're getting ready to get up out of here. Rhyme Scheme, drop your social media handles and tell people where they can go get your music.
Yeah, man. Rhyme Scheme's everywhere. REIMESCHEMES. That's on all social media platforms. Merchandise is on rhymeschemesbiz.com. I got the shirts, the hoodies, the hats, tank tops. Got the sexy fit for the girls. And check out all the music, man. Apple, Spotify, Tidal, worldwide, man. Let's get that Paradise. Let's go.
Yes. Right.
Great having you. Thanks for coming and chopping it up with us. We sure appreciate it. You got to come back when the next album comes out.
And yes, remember, everybody, there is still time to enter the Christmas giveaway. You have to go to www.lettersfromthepen.com, drop us a message letting us know why you are deserving of the shopping spree. And we might mail Rhyme Schemes with the money to you.
And don't forget to keep it locked right here on Letters for the Pen so you can be entered in that drawing for those two tickets to Jamaica. You got to be here to win. And you got to pay attention to our IG. So if you're not following Letters from the Pen on Instagram, you should, because we post a lot of info there.
Yes. And meet us back here this Friday. We're interviewing OGT artist D and Trauma. Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You got to tune in. You got to be in it to win it. You got to listen.
Yep. Don't miss it. Shout out to all our listeners and all our viewers. Shout out to Don and Doug out there at BBS Radio. We appreciate you.
Yes.
This is Girl Stars Pen. We out.
And this is R&B singer Nakia. Goodbye.
Could this be a dream?